Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be some really cool episodes this week. This episode today is being brought to you by Thrive. Yeah, we're out here in San Diego, California at Thrive 2016 Make Money Matter. It's a Cole Hatter event. And this will be one of many podcasts that I'm actually recording here at the event while we're here in beautiful San Diego. So today, I connected one of the guys in our Facebook community who's attending the event. He's actually a local San Diegan. His name is Luke DePron, and he's a personal trainer, fitness trainer. We're going to dig into that in this quick episode because I really don't know enough about him yet because we've only known each other for like 24 hours over the social media Facebook waves. But long story short, I liked where he already started introducing himself. He's focusing a lot on biomechanics, and I want to dive into that a little bit more. So we're literally sitting at lunch outside the hotel on our less than 1 hour break. It's already got 30 minutes left, so these are going to be fast, hard-hitting episodes. So anyway, without further ado, let's bring on Luke to the show.
All right. Welcome, man. I love it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So again, just to catch you up, since you don't really know that much about our show, the whole point of this show is to help fuel people, fuel their health, their business, their lifestyle. And since we're actually doing this audio right now, people don't realize that the man, the myth, the legend himself, Tony Wim, is sitting next to us in the booth over here. And he's already been on the show. He is the Insta guy. So if you guys want to grow your Instagram lifestyle, he is the man for that. Go back and check out that episode. So anyway, let's dive into it, man. Why are you deciding to focus on biomechanics? Why are you trying to niche yourself in that area and your brand? Let's get into brand as well at some point.
So, and I'm kind of split in that sense. So the Live Great Lifestyle really is trying to bring more of just a general approach of fitness to people, safe, effective, efficient exercise strategies. What I do in person is a little bit different because it is hands-on and it's really focused on the quality of movement, which even through the online side, I'm trying to
bring closer.
I'm trying to bring online, but I see a lot of there's a lot of people that put effort and intensity into their workouts, but they're lacking the result because of poor movement patterns.
Okay.
Whether that's through posture from sitting at a desk, working long hours at a desk, there's certain biomechanical ramifications that happen, like when we sit at a desk.
Okay.
Most specifically, I see tons of tight hip flexors, lack of glute engagement, over-dominant pecs, obviously like rounded shoulder, forward head, really common
stuff. I switched my home office over to a standing desk for this exact reason. I spent years in the call center world, people sitting in cubicles all day long.
Totally.
One of the reasons why I'll never go back to the cubicle world.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why I'm sure on the side note for since Tony's hanging out behind us here, it's probably why he moved into bodybuilding and other things. Like, dude, there's no one wants to be in a cubicle. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, there's the thing going around about sitting is as dangerous as smoking. There's some like study or saying that's going around, and it's sitting is not just a problem based on the lack of activity. It's the postural and biomechanical change that actually happens from sitting. So it's not just you're inactive and you need to get up. You need to get up with some specific, some specificity and some purpose in your movement. So again, like the big one that I see is going to be that lack of glute engagement, tight hip flexors. Again, I know as a CrossFit coach, so you see someone who they do a split squat or a squat and it's like, does their butt actually engage? Like, does that glute actually fire? And if you're stuck at a desk, you know, if you're a 45-year-old guy, you're deconditioned, you're going to have to take some specific approaches and address some specific concerns if you've been working at a desk.
Okay.
So that's kind of when I do corrective exercise. A lot of the people that I work with are injured, whether it's low back, knee pain. A lot of that can be mitigated through proper movement. And exercise can be used as the kind of course correction, but it needs to be specific. So there's certain things like personally I don't want lots of clients doing. So when I see like, you know, the 30-day sit-up challenges, and it's like, oh, that's the last thing I want somebody doing who's like sitting at a desk. Like, you're already in this flexed position. The last thing you need to do is fold yourself in half.
Well, real quick on that point, so you this repetition of movement, or for example, overtraining a muscle group, for example.
Yeah.
I'm a big supporter of this social viral thing that I've done it. This whole, have you seen the viral post about push-ups for veterans and all that?
Yep.
I did it just to do it.
Yeah.
But then obviously once I completed it, the first thing I didn't really agree with it on is that if you're doing that same exact movement over and over, day in and day out for the next month or whatever, some people are like, oh, I'm going to keep doing it for the next month or every month. Like, dude, you're overtraining that area.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy. Like these sit-up challenges, push-up challenges. Like you got to rotate.
And again, looking at modern lifestyle particularly is, again, over-dominance through the chest, over dominance, over tightness through the hips. So it's like if we had to pick like a challenge that I would like better, and again, same problem, 22 days in a row, do you really need to do it? But like say a split squat challenge, like 22 split squats, at least then we're targeting tissue that I think is going to be over lengthened, underdeveloped versus over tight, over shortened, which is what's happening when people are doing the push-up challenge. So again, think of somebody who is works at a desk, or a little forward rolled shoulders. The last thing they probably need to do is, you know, multiple days of push-ups. And again, for the cause, I absolutely love it. Get it.
Hey, you know what? If they can do it while they're at the workday, I'm excited because it gets them out of their chair. Actually stand up, to your point,
right?
Not sitting. And then they're going to drop down, do the little push-ups, whatever. Yep. But and actually, that's something that I promote to people if they are stuck in the office still and they haven't found ways to free themselves of that home or the work office lifestyle. But get up every hour. Do something. Move around.
Yeah.
I mean, like this event we're at today, we got some these speakers – very powerful speakers. I can't wait till we get to see and hear Jack Canfield. You know, the last couple speakers, they're speaking for over an hour.
Totally.
People are sitting there.
Yep.
Like, I usually pick a seat close to the end of the aisle, so if I want, I can get up and just go stand in the background and just not be sitting.
And, you know, obviously your workplace is going to dictate this. I've been fortunate that I've worked for myself for a long time, and I've obviously worked in the fitness, you know, field, as it sounds like, as you have. But unless you're in a really strict, rigid and work environment, like you probably have some leeway to do some of these things. So like a simple exercise like called Brugger's, where you just stand up, draw your belly button in, squeeze your glutes, roll your palms over, and you pull your shoulder blades down and back and essentially reset kind of proper posture. You could do that every hour for, you know.
So let's pause on that. Let's dissect one of the specific pieces you said out of that, which was pull the belly button in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very, very powerful reason why you want to do these things. People don't understand that pulling the belly button in is actually going to trigger and activate those muscle groups in your lower back as well.
Yeah.
So obviously that's just one example of how you're incorporating that specific piece, but I'm guessing you probably do incorporate this in for a lot of people for core development and things of that nature.
Yeah, so when I'm working with somebody, honestly, the first thing I have to do is we have to develop or we have to determine where is like our neutral pelvis and our neutral spine position, because this is the starting point of all movement.
Oh yeah.
A really simple way to do that would be, again, pulling your belly button in, squeezing your glutes. You're likely going to feel your pelvis shift. That's going to put you in what would be most likely your neutral pelvis and neutral spine position. From there, again, if that exercise of Brugger's of just rolling the palms over, drawing the shoulder blades down and back. If you work at a desk, that's an easy thing you could do.
Throughout the day?
Yeah. How I recommend it to clients is every hour you're going to do 10-second holds where you pull the shoulder blades down and back. You're going to hold for 10 seconds. You're going to relax, and you're going to do it 6 times. So at the end of that day, you can at least look back and say, on every hour, you put a minute of tension through the rhomboid trap and you opened up the pec. So we're shortening and tightening the over lengthened tissue, and we're opening up the over tightened tissue in the pec. So
now, you're going over a lot of detail here. So are you posting content like this? Do you have a blog up on this?
I do on Live Great Lifestyle. And I, I have videos of this kind of stuff that people can reach out and get.
So are you doing this on YouTube? Or
yeah.
Okay. Are you also doing like Facebook Live type stuff too now?
I'm just getting into doing some more Facebook videos.
Okay.
So yes, there'll be more of this coming out.
Nice. So are you, would you say more of your content, if people want to follow you online, is it best to go to your website? Is it best to go to Facebook, or is all that integrated?
It's all integrated. So livegreatlifestyle.com, honestly, if they hop on there, there's a free guide that will talk about some of this.
Okay.
I'm actually going to probably roll out a specific course addressing more of kind of the desk posture. It is such an issue for so
corporate
many
wellness,
people.
I think it's going to be a nice niche for what you're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, I've been doing some corporate speaking. I had a workshop last week. I'm doing one for a health food company here in a couple of weeks in San Diego. And even though it's, you know, posture is not a sexy word and no one likes to think about that, but it's really the starting point of all movement. So without proper posture, you really can't exercise correctly, whether you're trying to power lift or P90X or whatever, you know, mode you're doing it in. If you don't have proper posture, you really, and I don't want to get too deep on like the anatomy of this, but the length tension relationship of the muscles is off, and you're not going to fully contract the muscles. And you're just not going to adequately, you're not going to fully get the benefit of what you're doing.
Okay. So these episodes are going to be quicker, guys. So this is, I mean, most of my episodes have been a history of 30 to 60 minutes. So we literally had food just delivered. And the good thing is I have very high-end microphones. So we could probably keep eating while we're talking here.
Okay.
I've never done this before. We're actually trying something all new
for this podcast platform.
But the point is this. If people are trying to incorporate some of this into their lifestyle, work lifestyle, whatever, I think it's important, guys, that when you're listening to Luke here, you have to understand that this is – this is going to be adaptable to everybody. There's a beginner, there's an intermediate, there's advanced. Not everybody are doing or coaching CrossFit, like, for example, I do. So it's okay that if you can't do all of this right away. The whole point here that he's getting at, what I'm getting at from you, Luke, is that you want to build some type of habit. You want to build some type of habitual process. We just got done listening to this in the neuroscience discussion in the last session at the event. But what would you recommend to people to get started? What's your kind of like top three, like here's the beginner hack?
Okay. So obviously beginner hack, I'm always going to start with, we're looking at resistance training and understanding that there's really only four movement patterns that you need to have mastery in. So those movement patterns to me would be, we need to be able to squat. And within that squat pattern, we have then lunge and step up, because that's the same pattern. We have hinge, which would be deadlift, kettlebell swing, single leg RDL. And we have push and pull. So rather than thinking of these...
Define RDL.
Single leg Roman deadlift.
There we go. We're on audio here, so we got to define our acronyms.
And it's a single leg version of the hip hinge, which is the top portion of the deadlift. So it's really all of these, just these very few basic fundamental patterns that if you just focus on mastery in those four patterns, you don't have to do these thousands of exercises. Even with clients, myself, I only work with about 16 to 19 movements ever. It's, I want to use the biggest bang for my buck exercises. So focus on about four exercises when you're starting, and don't think that you got to go do six or seven workouts a week. You don't. And then obviously nutrition rules.
Yeah, real quick on that, six or seven workouts a week or eight workouts a week if you're doing like double up days. I mean, it's true. It doesn't take a ton of work. I think a lot of people, this is important for any of our audience that's more of a beginner to intermediate type of audience. You guys don't need to kill yourselves in the beginning here. The biggest thing about building habit is that, hey, pick even just 3 days out of the week to prioritize.
Two.
Yeah, it's like baby steps here, right? So let's do one, then do two, then do three. But then it also doesn't mean, that's one of the things I love about CrossFit. Again, when trained and coached and programmed the right way, you're in and out in 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the program that day, depending on how much body movement versus Olympic lifting, whatever type of design was into that program. The point here is that, guys, you can do all this in less than an hour. These people who spend 2 to 3 hours in a gym, I don't understand what they're doing with their lives. Like,
they're not working hard enough, to be honest.
Well, that, and also, then they're making the excuse that as their life gets crazier, they've just taught themselves that they have to spend 3 hours a night in a gym. Well, when they start having kids and building a family later on in life, they're like, oh, I don't have time to do what I used to do. I'm like, well, exactly. You have to adapt that. So you need to learn that 3 hour work was actually very inefficient.
Yep.
And maybe you should figure out a way to hack this down to that 30 to 40 minute segment, work a little bit harder. I'm not saying you have to do HIIT training, high intensity interval training, or, you know, CrossFit or whatever, but I'm sure you're doing some of this for your own customers.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, to give people, I mean, context on me personally, I personally only work out 2 to 4 times a week in the sense of a true workout. There's a difference between resistance training and physical activity. The problem is most people, because of poor mechanics, they turn their resistance training into physical activity. It turns into about movement, a la P90X, where it's just lots of jumping around. And honestly, you could go play a pickup game of basketball, which would be much more fun and probably not in your brain processed as exercise that you don't want to do.
And there's also no strength development in that type of program either, unless they have to bring out some kettlebells or something like that, which, again, I'm not saying P90 doesn't work for some people, but
it works through volume.
You have to have
though.
Strength development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you take the biggest thing that I honestly try to get through people is you need to understand that it is easier to do an exercise wrong than it is to do it right, because doing it right requires more muscle to engage to support the proper position. So your body is going to have a natural deviation into poor form. And the goal really when you're exercising is to resist that natural deviation. And if you do that, you can have really effective and efficient exercise workout routines where it's really 45 minutes, honestly, twice a week. I have clients that, you know, I have 50-year-old guys that in working out twice a week for 45 minutes, they've lost 20 pounds. They feel better than ever. They're back to playing softball. It less really truly is more. The problem, honestly, in the fitness industry, and we are part of that problem, is people who are in the fitness industry, we love it.
Are you saying we as in professional trainers?
Me and you.
Yeah. Okay.
Meaning you're a fitness addict, right? I mean, you would you self-describe in that sense a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
just a little bit.
Yeah. So we love this stuff. It's fun. It's something we would do more of. But the reality is you don't have to. So my purpose and what I'm trying to bring to people is, I really have it really is a lifestyle, but exercise is a lifestyle to enhance whatever your lifestyle is. To me, I work out to be healthy, to be fit, to enjoy life. If you don't want to be someone that has to live to go to the gym, you will still get massive benefits by integrating it. when you see your what's funny, what tends to happen for people is once they get it, they catch the bug, and then all of a sudden they love it. But don't be under the impression that when you start, you have to turn into this fitness addict who wears. I actually wrote a whole article on the Huffington Post about this. Like, you don't have to, you know, wear
your
Lululemon. Article
went on the Huffington Post. You're
right. I'm a contributing writer for Huffington Post.
Freaking awesome, yeah. Man. All thanks. Right. I'll high five you when we're done with this.
Yeah, thanks. But, you know, and I was kind of being, I was joking a little bit, but it's like, you know, you don't have to go everywhere in Lululemon. Like, you don't have to turn into the yogi. You can just do yoga. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, again, you know, wear bright yellow socks and do CrossFit. Like, you can just go do CrossFit. You don't have to get into the culture as much to get the benefits. Just
it's
like,
about how you adapt it to your lifestyle.
Yeah. And unfortunately, but also fortunately, people who get into exercise, they fall in love with it, which is great. But then from the outside looking in, it looks so intense. It looks so aggressive and it looks so involved.
It turns people
off. But
it
doesn't have to be. To get the, to me, the benefit of exercising, it is to being healthy and fit, it's going to improve every aspect of your life, period. You're a parent, you're a business owner, being healthy and
mindset
fit is going, yeah, it's going to positively impact you, but it doesn't have to take over your life. So to me, exercise for life, not to have it take over your life.
But some people feel guilty if they only get like a 10-minute workout in at the hotel, and it's like, it's still a 10-minute workout. You know, I wake up. And my original game plan was to go meet up with some of the other event Thrive attendees at the gym here at the hotel. And everybody's messaging it around, but I was like, you know, I was going to do that, but I was out at the networking event last night, and I was just really jonesed to go to a local San Diego CrossFit gym. So I decided to put on my shoes and actually ran over there. It's like a 20-minute walk, so I was like, okay, I'll get there in 10 minutes if I'm running or less. Did the workout and came back. So great. I got to go support a local business. Yeah, I didn't get to hang with those people, but again, in the end, I was like, listen, my day is now pumped. I'm jacked up. I'm wide awake. The energy's pumping. I don't necessarily need caffeine, although those Bulletproof people are here, and the Bulletproof coffee is amazing.
Never had
it. A little plug for them. You have to have it. It's
I don't
awesome.
Drink coffee, man. I'm so wound up. Damn. Nobody would want to be around me.
All right, well, I don't know how they have to work around that. Maybe they can create a Bulletproof tea.
That's out there. Tim Ferriss has it.
The point is that it's about making it fit into people's lifestyle. And that's one of the reasons why I chose these three domains for the podcast, is that the health, the business, the lifestyle. People are usually taking one to the extreme, and then they're forgetting about the rest, or they're letting two jump high and the other drops low. And this ties back to psychology. There's usually, depending on the studies you read, they either focus on 5 to 6 domains of our lives. I'm just focusing on 3, because people who start successful businesses or try and grow their brands online or whatever it is, they let that take over their lives, and they've let the fitness drop away or the healthy lifestyle drop away, and they've forgotten about what it's like, why they're doing all this for the lifestyle piece. It's like,
correct.
You're trying to develop all these things to create freedom.
Correct.
So
yeah.
You should be healthy and fit so you're free of the hospital bed or you're free of the couch at home. So all this stuff is about tying it together, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking what you're putting down here.
You know, I was interviewed on another podcast and I talked about this a little bit. And I guess for me, the answer is this. Maybe I'm going to get there a little slower in the business-wise compared to somebody who's going to sacrifice their sleep. I prioritize sleep. It's something that's important. I prioritize my food. I still eat out a lot because I have convenient, healthy options here in San Diego. But
it is a beautiful city.
Yeah, we're spoiled. But I'm going to I'm not going to sacrifice my health just for the wealth. So if that means I'm going to get there a little slower building my brand, building my business, that's okay. Not to say I understand the lack of balance in certain times, meaning like if you're working on a business project and you got to hunker down, you got 3 days to crank it out and you're eating crap food and you're not sleeping, like I get it. That has to happen at certain times. But in the overall scale of your life, you know, balance, whether through the months or the years, I'm going to prioritize health because it does enhance everything else I do. So my business really wouldn't, in the short term, I could get away with it where I'm cranking content out and I'm building things. But then in the long term, that would really be, a detriment to that overall growth.
Okay. So, one, I promise to keep these episodes short because we're going to do a bunch of these over this weekend here. Number two, I would like you to be able to actually eat your lunch with two hands. We're having a blast here, guys. This is a whole new level of creativity we've never tested before. But I like to end most of my episodes. So, number one, I want people to be able to follow you. So, again, we've already mentioned your website on here. We have very detailed show notes. So, guys, if you need to find anything we've talked about already, his website, his Facebook, everything will be tagged in the show notes. I always make sure of that. Besides, we do all the time stamping. So anything we might have brought up in here, we'll have time segmented pieces. So it'll take you right to that point in the show. But most importantly, it is your brand. It is your message. What are you putting out to the world? And I give everybody an opportunity at the end of the show because you're the co-host. It's not just about me. It's about you. So, like, what is the message that you're trying to put out to the world with what you're doing with this brand?
So my message is pretty simple. To me, it really is life's better, healthy, and fit. And I prioritize that health aspect first over fitness.
Okay.
And that everything in your life is going to be impacted by your health and fitness. Again, whether you are a parent or a business owner, you are going to enjoy it more if you are healthy and fit. And I'm sure as a coach, you've seen this when somebody has that breakthrough. And I get it. People get into this because they want to have, you know, a six pack or bigger arms, but the feeling really good and waking up daily and feeling amazing is a really, really powerful thing when you have a client that has that breakthrough. And I'm sure, again, you've experienced this as a coach.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost funny to watch somebody try to explain how good it is, how amazing it is to feel really good.
Yes.
And to me, that's something that is your God-given right. And I think it has been overcomplicated by the fitness industry. And I'm trying to bring some of that back to where you can be healthy and fit to go pursue basically everything else that you want to do in your life at a higher level.
Awesome, man. Well, that's a great message. Hey, guys, as I always promise with all the other episodes, man, we're here fueling your health, your business, your lifestyle. Luke is definitely helping us do that today. We're definitely going to be following up with him in the near future. We're going to do a more robust, proper episode, but this was just all about spontaneity and showing how, you know, you could just take literally microphones and a recorder out to an event, and we're going to grab some lunch and bang out an episode while we're at it. So, this is just hard-hitting content, 20-minute episode. I love it. And you already dropped a lot of great information.
Cool,
so,
man.
Guys, again, check him out online. Are you all over the social media, Twitter, Facebook? Is there any?
Facebook's the big one. Live Great Lifestyle. Instagram.
Is Live a Great Lifestyle on Twitter, too?
It's on Twitter, yeah.
How about Instagram?
Instagram, Twitter.
Tony Wynn's here.
I know. We need to talk. So. We need to talk.
We got to support Instagram because Instagram is supporting everybody else.
Yeah,
so.
that's the new one.
Well, there you go, guys. Again, thanks for listening into another show with Live the Fuel here. Luke is the man. Definitely follow him online. Check out the show notes. Everything will be linked. So again, guys, this is coming from Thrive 2016. Make money matter. Thanks for listening in. Keep living the fired up epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.